They just outplayed us. I mean, you know, there's no getting around it. They just made the plays that they had to, and came up with the big plays at the end, and that's how they won the game. I just thought they, I just thought they did a good job of, although they only had 10 offensive rebounds, they did a good job kind of on the boards, and they also did a good job running their offense. I thought Bayless and obviously Andre Miller hurt us. Isolation, driving to the basket, getting to the basket. We have to do a better job in those areas right there. And then they did a good job defensively. I mean, we never got any kind of flow going. We did a little bit in the third quarter, but we're going to have to find a way to move the basketball and get them moving. They do a good job of taking away lane drives, and their whole deal is that you have to beat them over the top. So much of the credit goes to them. There's some areas where obviously we have to make some adjustments and do a better job.
Alvin, you guys have been a 50% shooting team all year, 42% today. Was it the defense of them, or was it just missing shots? I mean,
I think it's a combination of both, but I don't want to take anything away from them because they did a great job defensively. We have to step up and make shots, but we have to make shots because we're in motion. And I thought we didn't push the ball, and we didn't try to impose our will on them as much as we have to. You know, we have 4 fast break points. Obviously, that's an area where we got to get much better in as far as pushing the basketball. And then I just think that our spacing broke down a little bit. We got to get Amari in a position where, you know, he has touches where he can do things with them. And then he's going to have to finish plays. I mean, obviously, he's playing against Marcus Camby. Guy's been Defensive Player of the Year. So, you know, he's a long guy and does an excellent job of blocking shots and doing some things. So, Amari's going to have to step it up and find a way to score for us. And then we're going to have to get the ball to him in a good location. But, you know, it's one game. You know, now we're going to have to find a way. Somewhere in this series that we had to take care of business Tuesday, and then we got to find a way to go to Portland and win one of those games.
Can you talk a little bit about Andre Miller, and especially that fourth quarter?
He did a fantastic job. You know, he is one of those guys that is very comfortable with the basketball in his hand as far as backing down, and he makes plays. Not a great outside shooter. You know, he made a three-pointer against us. That was a big three-pointer. But for the most part, he controlled the game with his isolation. You know, we got to do a better job of guarding him, and then we've got to do a better job of coming down on him like we're supposed to. We had some breakdowns in that area right there, and we just have to get better at that.
Why did you struggle defensively closing out on the corner three?
They did a good job of moving the basketball, you know. I thought we did a good job on Aldridge, and when you do a good job on there and you're in helping, sometimes you're going to leave some shooters open. But, we were firing defensively. We got to the fourth quarter, really, I mean, the last 6-8 minutes of the game. We played fine up until then defensively. You know, they were shooting in the low 40s just like we were mid-40s. We were fine, but if we're going to give up 35 points in the fourth quarter, then that's not going to get it. Just to a team that's averaging, you know, 98 points a game, we just got to do a better job in those areas right there. And then we got to do a better job of making plays. That's the bottom line. You know, we got to get the ball in the basket. And we didn't do that tonight. And, you know, Amari struggled, and Steve shot the ball well. But, you know, Jay Rich didn't shoot the ball well. And those are the guys that we have to have step up. I thought our bench came in and played well for us. I thought they did a good job. When they left the game, we were up 4. So we just got to do a better job of coming in and finding a way to close out games. And, you know, obviously as a coach, I've got to make some adjustments for the guys to put them in a better situation to be successful.
You kept getting early in the fourth quarter, 2.4-point lead. Was it frustrating you couldn't get any separation at that point?
Well, I wouldn't say frustrating because, you know, when you play this team right here, that's the kind of game that it's going to be. And it's hard to get, you know, complete separation from them. We had a couple of chances. We were up 4 and had the basketball and got an offensive foul called on us. You just got to hang in with them. I'm telling you, you can't get frustrated. All the games that we play against them is going to be just like this. There's going to be very few games where there's any different. and what we have to do as a team, and we've done it all year, and I got total confidence with those guys in the locker room that the next time we line up and play, we'll make the necessary adjustments and we'll be fine. But it's unfortunate that, you know, all of a sudden we play all year for this home court advantage, and first game we play, we kind of give it back. But we've been here before. You know, we've been in a situation like this before, and we'll find a way to make it work.